Innisfail. Last month Dylan Pimlott was at the back of Innisfail High School overlooking Jim Britton Athletic Field, where for 4 years it was his field of dreams. He's a product of the Innisfail Minor Football Association, playing at all levels from the age of 8 to 12. Dylan is now 17, a grade 12 online student, who continued his gridiron dream for 3 years at Red Deer's Ecole Lindsay Thurber Comprehensive High School. He's a big kid, perfectly sized for a defensive end at 6 featuring 4 ins tall and 185 pounds. And now he takes his size, talent and heart to another level, one that could see him go all the way into the professional ranks of the NFL or CFL. His chance for the big time came as a result of a chance meeting last year in Airdrie. Dylan and his mother Natasha Kuchera made a connection that led to a meeting with Kian Raymond, a retired Calgary Stampeders all-star defensive back who was an integral part of Grey Cup-winning teams in 2008 and 2014. After his football retirement in 2016, Raymond, a native of St. Louis, Mo., and still a Calgary resident, founded Big Time Players 7 vs. 7. It's a premier non-contact football program based in Calgary, a new gridiron concept for Canada, that helps young football players develop, compete, and train at an elite level with the best. Shortly after his meeting with Raymond, Dylan was accepted into the 5-month 2024 program. His mom is all in too, and is doing everything she can to help her son succeed. If I know he loves something, and he wants to succeed and excel in it, I want to be there to support him, said Kuchera. He wanted to quit for all 3 of his high school seasons, but I kept encouraging him to hold his head up high and push through, and he has, and it's paid off. Played on a 40-yard field, the 7-on-7 game focuses on passing and is considered more competitive than flag football. Raymond told the Alberton he started the program 5 years ago with a goal to give young gridironers a different football option. One of the glaring things that I saw was the lack in skill development for the kids, and me being from the U.S., I'm like, okay, was it something different we do down south that they don't do here? It was trying to integrate the skill development of the game, which is 7-on-7 football, said Raymond. For me, it was one of those things where I wanted to create a team, a brotherhood, a culture of family, a culture of understanding, discipline, toughness, and have really good character. Raymond also believes this brand of football allows kids to better understand the game schematics. It's just trying to limit the hits on young kids. 7-on-7 gives the kid that good opportunity to think the game, see things transition faster without being hit, said Raymond. It's a fairly new game, especially in Canada, but it's starting to grow and take off like wildfire. But there is more to the Big Time Players 7 vs. 7 than what's on the field. Program participants, including Dylan, will be traveling to big-time college cities like Los Angeles, Dallas, and Phoenix. They will have the opportunity to tour American colleges, meet top-level gridiron coaches and staff, savor a taste of elite football, and dream big for the future. For a lot of kids who grow up in Canada, it's a life-changer, said Raymond. As for Dylan and his chances to make a dream come true, Raymond said all the physical ingredients are there, but there's lots of work ahead. Dylan is a quiet kid. He lacked a little confidence, but you see the size right off the bat, said Raymond. When I saw Dylan, I saw we had to rebuild that confidence. But just to see his work ethic and willingness to want to get and do better, that has been one of the most enlightening moments for me, added Raymond. He's leading a lot of the younger kids and setting a really good example for those guys. I talked about kids being big-time players on the field, but what matters is being a big-time player off the field. He's demonstrating that. And even before all the big-time tournament play begins in the U.S., Dylan is seizing his opportunity with newfound confidence. He's, Raymond, the nicest guy you'll ever meet by far. He's encouraging, inspiring, and a very nice overall person, said Dylan. He has taught me never to give up on anything and just to stay motivated and dedicated to what I'm doing. And his mom will be right beside him, providing strength and never-ending faith that her son's dreams can come true. It's important to me because I believe that being there for your children is a big deal, said Kuchera, who estimates her financial support to Dylan's dream will cost her about $10,000. You don't give up. It's something he loves. I want to be there to love it with him, and I love watching the sport myself. So yeah, I'm that mom.